Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.
Good morning, Aretha. Good morning, everybody. October 10th. Aretha, here we go again. October 10th, 2016. Can you believe it? Wow. Time flies. So, guys, I mean, this is amazing. We're going into Halloween, which is the next step. Right, Reese? Thanksgiving. And the holidays are here. It's going to be Christmas. I'm always saying this to everybody. Well, time flies whether you're having fun or not. Makes no difference. But for some reason or another, it just seems to, go a little bit faster after maybe 50. I don't know. Maybe it's all in my head. But anyway, here we are. And I still do not take for granted this weather that we have out here. I mean, we go through, you look at the, I was.
Jim, can you hear me?
I got you, Reed. I was just talking about how we.
Okay, I don't know what happened. I couldn't get through. Okay.
Well, Reed, I was just sharing about how I still appreciate walking out in the morning to this weather. I mean, is it boring or is it just, this is nice, it's always like 78, but if it's going to be consistent, that's fine with me. I mean, when I see the weather.
I love LA. What can I say? I love LA.
Aretha, have you ever lived like in areas like the Midwest? Do you know what it's like living
in
the
winter? I've
never
lived anywhere other than Los Angeles. I don't understand why anyone ever does. That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
And Aretha wants everybody to move to California and enjoy the
No, I do not. No, I do not. I do not. I want everyone to stay exactly where they are.
Okay, that's.
I don't care if it's Chicago or Shanghai. I want them to stay there. Don't come to Los Angeles.
So anyway, we got Van Halen, Lee Roth, 62 today. We got actress Jessica Harper, 67, and Tanya Tucker, 58. A couple baby boomers' birthdays, and I guess that's time for.
That's for Hot Topic.
Brings us into Hot Topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topic.
Well, I was going to talk about the debate, but I think more than enough has been said about the debate. I think most Americans watched it. It was, I thought, personally, for the most part, it was pretty boring. I don't understand why people are so shocked about people behaving the way they have always behaved. But what I do want to comment on is an unexpected consequence of this whole fiasco, and that's Billy Bush. On the Today Show, they announced that Billy Bush is going to be suspended. They didn't say for how long. They said until they can further investigate the situation. I think it is unfortunate that I personally love Billy Bush as a news commentator, as an entertainment commentator. And it's unfortunate that he actually allowed himself to get caught up in the conversation and in the moment. I think it really more endorses what Trump did say, that it was locker room talk. Unfortunately, it was recorded for both parties, but my heart goes out to Billy Bush and his family. I know that this has terribly upset him and his wife and his children. It's terribly unfortunate that he is a casualty of this political war that we have going on in America. So I just want to say, Billy Bush, I hope that, that everything works out. That's the best thing that I can say, and that it's unfortunate that men allow themselves to get caught up in the moment of just this locker room, unacceptable talk. There's no excuse for it. I'm not trying to make excuses for it. It's just unfortunate, and men do what men do. And that's my hot topic. And, Jim, your hot topic.
Well, who won, though? Okay, as usual, both sides said they won. After the debates, they both say, oh, we did great, we won. But overall, there was feedback from a wide variety. They said Trump did pretty good. He had a good night, kind of made a comeback from the comment he made. He was attacked on, you know, what he called locker room banter. The tapes were released, you know, about Trump talking about wanting to grope women, a lady, and so on. And Hillary was attacked on her poor response of the protection, of course, we've heard many times, the U.S. outpost in Benghazi, which led to the deaths of Ambassador Chris Stevens and two CIA operatives. So, you know, it's a back and forth. And she was also attacked on the situation with the emails when Trump said that she turned in her emails but deleted and had acid washed 33,000 of them. So it's a back and forth. But anyway, regarding the Trump tape that was released, that was back in 2005, and he apologized for it. And the tweets, I mean, talking about tweets, 17 million tweets. I think it broke a record because of these debates. And I remember the third presidential debate will be held October 19th. Moving along here, there's a lot of tension going on in the Middle East, but one recent one in the news was a U.S. Navy ship fired warning shots at an Iranian ship that was coming a little bit too close, and that's the fourth one that happened this week. What happened was a U.S. Navy coastal ship fired three warning shots as an Iranian ship came within 200 yards. So that's, you know, that's 30 incidents in 2015, and so far this year, 30. So it's that's what you call escalating. A U.S. Navy destroyer was targeted by some missiles out from Yemen. So that's, and Hurricane Matthew, there was a lot of damage in North South Carolina. It hit Haiti, 1,000 deaths in that area, and so far I believe we have 19. So our prayers go out for all these people. But the flooding, everybody, when the flood leaves, it leaves several feet of sand everywhere. And Samsung's got a little problem. $630 million in lost revenue for the Note 7 cell phone because the batteries had a problem and it exploded and caused a house fire, car fire, and they actually had a Southwest Airlines flight that had to be evacuated. So really quick, brief, that's my hot topic for today.
Okay, well, that takes us up to our first commercial.
Commercial time.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
And we do it the easy way. And recently we have a very, very special guest coming on, a lady that was the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society and is a singer, and she spent a lifetime helping people. And I'm so happy to have her on because she's such a busy lady, and I believe she may have a couple guest callers coming in. Carmelita Pittman,
I was going to say, Carmelita's not a guest.
Hey.
Carmelita, you're not a guest. You're part of the family.
She's part of the family. Carmelita's Corner.
It's the very first day of Carmelita's Corner
here.
Welcome,
on Carmelita.
Radio Boomers Live. So
welcome,
we're going to turn your corner over to you. You can explain what you're going to be doing and who your guests are today, and we're going to kick back and listen. So,
all right, Aretha and Jim and Eric, I thank you all so much for giving me this platform. oh boy, I'm booming on Carmelita's Corner. And I'm expecting some young ladies to call in shortly, and I just want them to make their presence known when they come on. But let me just give you an explanation about whom I'm expecting to call in. Mooney, are you there? Mooney?
Yeah.
Okay, can you speak up a little bit so we can hear you?
Yes.
All right, here's Mooney Aroni.
Here's Samira from Channel 18.
And Samira is from Channel 18. And
yes.
do we have Lisa on the line?
No.
Okay, Lisa's not on yet. Okay. Well, we'll listen, everybody, give them a hand. I mean, they are really super ladies. Amazing, beautiful
so
super ladies.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Okay, well, listen, let's get on with our mission right now. First of all, we have a grand event coming up on Sunday, October the 16th at the beautiful Art Deco Saban Theater in Beverly Hills. It's absolutely spectacular. And Mooney had the vision of coming up with Arts for Peace. And as a former LA Unified art educator of several years, I won't tell you how many, but that's one of the reasons why I'm on the Boomer Show, by the way. But art is a visual language. It's a language that connects our emotions. It's something that you don't need a pencil or pen to write about. It is something that connects the soul and the spirit. And so art is very, very important in our world. In fact, people don't even realize how much art plays a role in the world because it's so visible that it's almost invisible. It's everywhere. You cannot escape art. It's part of our life. And Mooney, can you please tell us what gave you the vision to start Arts for Peace?
Well, first thing, I'm an artist myself. I like, I'm the artist of beauty industry. And for me, you know, it's just not the only art that's going to bring peace. I believe in nonviolence. I believe in wisdom. And from there, love and peace will grow. So artists are very good because they're soothing. And, you know, like when I do hair and makeup, I'm very relaxed. So I know that, I'm sure you're an artist too, so you can just feel, you know, you go in a different world and it's calming and soothing. But with it, the wisdom has to be present. And this is what we stand for, Art for Peace Award. It's born to serve. It's born to do philanthropy work in the world. And so this year too, we're trying to do some philanthropy work, raising the funds for Beverly Hills Arts Academy. Beverly Hills. And then next year we'll do something else. But mainly my mission in life to build my wisdom land where I can teach wisdom and we'll have profession. We can give it to people to be on their feet. So that's my mission statement.
That's beautiful. And Mooney has been dubbed as the queen of Beverly Hills by those that she has served. And that title has pretty much stuck with her, and she is the epitome of beauty herself. To see her in person, you'll see what I'm talking about. A very elegant lady. She's usually always decked up with a beautiful hat. And the other day we went out and we were part of this amazing Chinese event in the City of Industry, and one of the artists that's been nominated for an award is Cao Young. He is a treasure of China, and I had the opportunity to actually sing for him with the Color Guard when he arrived. And Jim, you were there, and actually one of the videographers of that event, and so was Eric. So I know you're familiar with Cao Young, and there are so many other artists that are going to be recognized. We have our senior senator, Pasquale Bettio, who has created strut wearable art, and he's bringing in a group from Hawaii. Yes.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of singers. We have Cletus. We have In the Name of Freedom. We have Carol Fruitri. We have Elsa Brown. We have Carmelita. We have Cantor. One of the best is Destiny. She's like the next Beyonce. We have Rebecca Holden, We have Tali Rita, we have dancers, ballroom dancers like Anna Petrova, Mark Geller, Alan Wall. We have people coming from Switzerland to perform, Angela Borer. We have Alison Kutch, who is amazing. We have Stephen Cook. We have Ganda Boys coming from overseas.
That's right.
In the Name of Freedom is just going to be amazing. Pure hard rock. We have even Brazilian dancers. We have piano players. It's just going to be an amazing night. And we have like kings and queens and awardees that's going to come from all over the world. You know, this show is going to be phenomenal, and it's, you know, a network. We have 2 hours of networking in the beginning, huge red carpet. We have Fox coming, we have Telemundo coming, we have LA18. We have so many networks there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can get your tickets. We'll, you know, the tickets you can get from the website, which is ART4PEACE, awards with the S.org. Or you can go Mooney Aronne TV show at gmail.com and you can PayPal it. And the thing is, see, this event has a big purpose this year. We were able to get people and dignitaries, royalties, A-listers and celebrities to come to this event to light the torch of peace. So please bring electric candles and bring extra. So it's going to be a beautiful ceremony. It has never happened in the history of Beverly Hills and Hollywood. And it's going to, plus we're going to have African royalties coming too. Everybody's going to dress up in their costume. What we stand for is keep your culture, keep your tradition, keep your language, keep who you are. And we have to accept other people who we are. You know, they don't have to become someone else. So this is going to be a big hope for future generations to see that there's a hope and somebody will recognize their talent. So all our talent that's nominated are very high class. We have 10 movies nominated, and each category is being evaluated by the masters of that category. We make sure that our judges are above them or equal to them, in order to make the statement that this is good or this is bad. You know, I'm not in that category at all. So I'm very blessed to have a tremendous amount of support. And that day, if I didn't talk to you, trust me, I don't mean to, because we will be very busy. Samira is going to be very busy. We even have talent. We have opera singers, dancers, Brazilian dancers,
belly dancers
on the red carpet before even the show starts. It's going to be one amazing night.
Outside on the street, we're going to be receiving our guests with the music. Then they enter in the VIP, we're going to have a music. Then the red carpet. We have live music for the whole show. We're not playing any record. No need for it. They have tremendous talent already here, so they're going to be singing through the whole time.
And I want to just interject real quick because we only have a few more minutes left, that I was able to get the Charlie Chaplin, Mooney, that you wanted for the event. I think this is going to be a real great addition. In addition to that, she is a celebrity herself, and she's coming in all the way from Palm Springs to be a part of this. She is the one, I think, the most authentic Charlie Chaplin tribute there is in Hollywood. And also, we have Reese Rocha now on board. She's connected with the Janet Jackson's choreographer and also the producer of the Beatles. Everybody knows of the Beatles. And some of the rock groups, she's going to help rock the house. And so it's going to be a full production. I'm so excited to be a part of this. And Mooney, I want to thank you for bringing me on board, for being a part of this wonderful event. It's the first of its kind in Beverly Hills. We're making history, folks.
Yeah, we are. And our roster is going to go in the Congress. Every attendee, for me, is important, from celebrities to royalty. Everyone is an important person. So all of these last year is going to join the Congress, and also in the history of Beverly Hills, that this historic event took place right here in Beverly Hills, and we're all going to make history, and we're going to have fun.
Yes, and I want to also mention that our senior Senator Pascual Bettio, who is the co-founder of Salute America, I was at one time the L.A. representative to that. I was appointed by his partner, Douglas Finney, Lindley, who has gone on to glory now in heaven, but the mission still continues. He is going to recognize 100 people who have a lifetime achievement online to receive a Salute America certificate, and we want to have them recognized through this event as well. So this is really an amazing opportunity to bring everybody together.
Okay. Well, I need to talk to Senator Patron on that because I'm not aware of that. No, I'm sorry, because we already have designers and we cannot accept anymore because they're sponsors of the event.
Oh, they're not going to be on the program. This is just something he's doing online.
Okay, fine, perfect. Yeah, that is fine, because on the red carpet, the designers have already paid to be in it, so we cannot accept anybody wearing anyone's clothes unless they're not a sponsor. Just wanted to
Well, Pasquale, he's on the committee as well. His sponsorship is the fact that he has volunteered his resources, his time. He's going to be also paying for this big backdrop. I mean, he's going to be making that possible. This amazing artist who was at the production meeting, Debbie Gable. You saw her amazing work. It's going to be spectacular.
This is going to be an amazing event, guys.
Ladies.
Yes, amazing.
It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fabulous event. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, Mooney, can you tell us one more time how people can get tickets?
Yes. Okay, they can go on the Chabon Theater as a Ticketmaster, or they can go MooneyIroneyTVShow@gmail.com. And it will go to our account directly.
Wow.
Okay, people, that's this coming Sunday, October the 16th.
We're looking forward to this one. This is going to be exciting. And Easy Way Broadcasting airs to be the public release, the PR for the Queen of Asia Pacific, and the event will be sponsored by the Easy Way Visa Card and Carmelita and Mooney. Every thank you for coming.
We do have
Carmelita's corner. Mooney, you're breaking up. But Carmelita, are you there?
Yes, I am.
This is going to be so exciting. And Aretha, are you going to come?
I'm going to be there.
Yes,
that's fabulous.
There, as we used to say. Well, thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Aretha is going to be one of our celebrity guests, one of our special celebrity guests, and we're very, very happy to hear that she's going to be there. And we want this to be the biggest opening.
Our announcer, James Zulli, is going to be honored that day, too, and Eric is getting a media award. So we are very blessed to have all of you guys that are part of our puzzle. And thank you so much for having us on your show. And we'll see you October 16th at the Chabon Theater.
Thank you, Mooney.
And thank you, Samira. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the community.
Carmelita's Corner knocks it out of the park. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you there. And this is going to be quite an event, guys. This is going to be Arts for Peace. This is going to be something else. And, Aretha, I'll be seeing you down there. And I believe it's commercial time, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Carmelita, I want to say that we look forward to hearing from you every week here on Carmelita's Corner. And expect to have and see some great things. So thanks for joining us.
And Carmelita is a singer, and she has so much going on. But, yeah, welcome, Carmelita. Welcome. Carmelita's Corner, folks. So we will be seeing them down there on the 16th at the Chabon Theater. So
I think that takes us up to tech time, actually.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, as you know, periodically I go from high-tech to low-tech, so today I'm going to talk a little bit about low-tech. For those of you that have been living under a rock for the last year, and don't know it, this is an election year. It is a presidential election year. But along with the president, there are lots of other measures that are on the ballot that are very important. And the early voting technically starts today, but because it's a holiday, it really will start tomorrow. Did you know you can early vote? You actually can. You don't even have to give them a reason why you're voting early. You can. In Los Angeles, you just go down to the Norwalk office, and you, as long as you're registered to vote, you can vote early right there in person. Also, you should have either received your mail-in ballot over the weekend, or you'll get it in the next couple of days. You can fill that out and you can mail that in. Now, if you do early voting, either by mail or in person, you don't get to change your vote if you change your mind. So if you've already made up your mind, you're sure you can't be persuaded, you can vote as early as today. Fill out that ballot and drop it in the mail. Now, that's pretty low tech for voting, but like usual, you can always wait till the polls actually open next month in November. Or if you want a mail-in ballot but you haven't signed up for it yet, you can actually go online. I think it's lavote.net, and you can have them change your voting method to mail-in, and they can actually mail you a ballot in time. But you better do it within the next couple of days if you want to get the ballot in time. Also, if you're not registered, you can't vote. So you need to register. You can go online and register. You can get a paper registration and mail it in. But it has to be in, I believe, 2 weeks before the election. So you better get that done, too, if you're going to do a mail-in ballot. The most important thing is that everyone votes. You're not going to be able to complain about what you get for the next 4 or 8 years if you don't go out and vote. So you can early vote, you can mail in vote, you can go to the polls. Whatever you do, it's all low tech still. Make sure that you vote. And that takes us up to your gym, Jim.
Well, again, we want to...
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
And we're talking about Mooney's... Carmelita's Quarter with everything that's going on in the art world. Well, how about this? Art effects. What does Jim mean by art effects? Well... more to art than meets the eye. How's that? Well, anyway, trying to put some, you know, little adages in there for you. The mental health benefits of art are for anyone. So you think, is it just looking at art and that's it? No, there's a lot more to it than just looking at art. Creating art, little article from brainfit.com, check this out. Creating art is a very effective way to stimulate the brain, and anyone can do it. You can learn many benefits of art and why it's so helpful for mental health. Ah, didn't think of that, huh, guys? Well, anyway, there's a lot of misconceptions floating around about art. Some think you have to create paintings or sculptures to be considered a real artist. Others believe that you are born with or with the talent of being able to paint, or you're not. Many are afraid that since they maybe aren't very good at something, like when I do art and I do an artist's endeavor, you know, sketch of someone, it's a stick man. Well, there's no point. Like I said, many are afraid that since they aren't very good at something, and there's a lot of us, there's no point and they won't get any benefit from doing it at all. Well, another myth is that you have to work with an art therapist to get any therapeutic at all, any benefits at all from doing art. But we are all born with an innate desire to express ourselves. Art encompasses a wider range of activities than you ever imagined. Here are some of the best ways to create expression can benefit your brain and mental health to make you a happier, healthier person. Creating art relieves stress. Activities like painting, sculpturing, drawing, and photography are relaxing and rewarding hobbies that can lower your stress level and leave you feeling mentally clear and calm. Creating art provides a distraction, giving your brain a break from the usual thoughts. And look at what we got in the news today. The average person has 60,000 thoughts per day, and 95% of them are exactly the same day in and day out. When you get totally immersed in a creative endeavor, you may find yourself in what's known as the zone or a state of flow. The meditative-like state forces your mind to temporarily push aside all your worries. Leonardo da Vinci said, painting embraces all the 10 functions of the eye. That is to say, darkness, light, body and color, shape, location, distance and closeness, motion and rest. Creating art trains you to concentrate on details and pay more attention to your environment. In this way, it acts like meditation. All right, there you go, guys. It's stress relief. So anyway, Rafa, what do you think? So there's more to it than just looking at a painting. So, guys, everyone show up for the Arts for Peace, Queen of Asia Pacific. And this is going to be an amazing event sponsored by the Easy Way Visa Card. And the PR on the situation in the Asia Pacific is Easy Way. So I had to take a breath because that I found interesting. And I thought my little, you know, adages in the beginning, artifacts. What do you think, guys? Kind of clever. But anyway, there's more to art than meets the eye. Right, Reese?
There is.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So anyway, looks like time's up again, Reese. I tell you, it just goes so fast. You know, we try to squeeze everything in a half hour, but Aretha's got her tech time. There's a lot of interesting stuff. And go to our you know, archive shows, and there's a lot of updated news and our guests and our – now we have Carmelie's Corner. That's a lot. So looking forward to this, Aretha, coming up on the at the Chauvin Theater in Beverly Hills on the 16th.
Absolutely.
This is going to be fun.
It is. I look forward to it.
Looks like it's a wrap, Reese. Looks like it's time to.
It is.
Wrap
we
it
will
up.
Be back here next Monday morning at 10 a.m. I look forward to another beautiful week in Los Angeles. My heart, like you said earlier, our hearts are going out. Our hearts and prayers to the people in the Carolinas and down south and all, you know, Haiti and all of those places that have been so affected by the weather. And, you know, we just thank God that we're in California with this great weather.
Yes, Aretha, so, there's the storm, this last storm was really, really bad. The Carolinas got hit so hard with the floods, and like we were talking about, when the floods leave after the devastation, they have to deal with all the after effects, which in some cases is a lot of mud and sand and everything. And,
absolutely. I can't even
loss
imagine.
Of life. Oh. So,
I can't
you know,
even
guys,
imagine.
When they tell you to leave, right, Reese? When they tell you to leave, it's better to go. What do you think? You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So EasyWayVisa.com,
Reese.
EasyWayVisa.com. Go to it. The Visa card. The Easy Way Visa card is spreading like wildfire, I'll tell you. And the EasyWayPromotions.com for marketing and branding. If you want to be marketed and branded, that's the way to go. And we'll have our cards, Reese, our Easy Way Visa cards. So, Reese, we're going to be talking to you next week, but we'll be seeing you next week at the Arts for Peace at the Savant Theater. And
absolutely.
That'll be fun. So, guys, I guess it's time to say goodbye again. And we'll be talking to you next Monday. And we will be... we'll be keeping you updated on the news and Aretha's tech time and so forth. So stay tuned. Till then, we'll be seeing
okay.
you. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Radio Boomers Live.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.